Desde luego, mi gloria con Dios. Desde luego, estaría el Señor más que Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Bez Hashem, the schedule is Hashem today and tomorrow. And then we finish the limud. We could do other things, but then the regular Zman resumes. Okay. So today I want to look at another Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi was in Megillah. Let's see what the Yerushalmi says on page two. Packet Yud, page two. Megillah Peg Dalet Halacha Hey. Okay. So says the Yerushalmi on the third line. Kadinin Tarte Mevel Chada Umaisi Chada. So what does that mean? Look into the Korban Eda. Can inun tarte tech? What the heck? Sheesh lecha beis svar. It says the day in the shul that you're supposed to take out two Sifrei Torah. Chveis Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chanukah, all these days that you take out two svarim. So the Yerushalmi says the way the Korban Eda explains, te molich echad l'tocha aron. So you have one out already, so put that one back, and then take the second one. You should not take two Sifrei Torah out of the Aron together. So this is obviously what we don't do, but it's a befeirish Yerushalmi. The Beavish is showing me that it's not proper. You should say you took one out, so return that one, and then take the other one. But don't take two out at the same time. It's Ein Osim Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos.
So,
what
do they want? You
have to add to see the person. In other words, say Shabbos Chanukah. So, take out Parshas, take out the Torah that's rolled to Brachos. Read it. Read the Parsha. Put it back, and then take out the other Torah that's rolled to Nassim. Don't take out two Torahs at once, because that is a violation of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos.
Since when is taking a mitzvah, a Sefer Torah out of the Aron a mitzvah?
Since when is taking a Sefer Torah out a mitzvah? Meaning. Well, a mitzvah, you want to know, is a mitzvah only like a mitzvah d'oraisa, or are you just saying that's not a mitzvah, or are you saying, let me ask you a question. We're going to discuss this also. When you say you have a bris milah of twins, right? So obviously the bris milah is the cutting, but is it going to be a discussion? Is it proper to bring in both babies at the same time? Into the shul, where you're going to do the bris milah, or you should do baby A, do the bris, bring him back, and then bring out baby B.
I think the minhag is the second you said to finish with one baby, then bring out
yeah,
the second
finish
baby.
One and, right. So that's going to be the question. So how now you could say the same thing. Is that a mitzvah to bring in the baby? It's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the actual milah. But it's part of the system of doing the mitzvah that's called mitzvah also because
okay, I can buy that.
Yeah. So that's the so basically Bavli never speaks about this, right? So this is a case where the Yerushalmi seemingly says one way and the Bavli doesn't say. So I would have expected that the Shulchan Aruch should have said like the Yerushalmi. And yet, it's not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and Minhag Yisrael is not that way. I have not been in every shul in the world, but shuls that I've been, I've never seen a shul to do what it says in the Yerushalmi. So the question is, why not? And what is the the story with that. And we know the Gemara in Sota on page 1 has the Sugya of Ein Mashkin Shnei Sotos Ka'achas, right? And then it says Ein Rotzin Shnei Avodim Ka'achas, Ein Orfim Shnei Agolos Ka'achas, Lefi She'ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. All these things. So, and what we're going to have to understand is when it says Ein Mashkin Shnei Sotos Ka'achas, does that mean that they're each drinking at the same time? Or does it mean that you shouldn't bring them into the Azara at the same time? Even if they're...
In any event, there's a special reason and a special limud.
I mean, yeah, so that's the...
Why does that apply to all cases where there's no limud?
Well, these are psukim in the Chumash, of dinim d'oraisa in the Chumash, but we have all the concept of, you know, chavilas by, you know, kol shel bracha, which are not things that are in the Chumash. These are the cases of the limud, or the cases where these are psukim in Chumash, like Sota and Evan, you know, ma, the Ritzia of the Ozen, you know, you know, the Evan Ivri that wants to stay, you know. So we
say it's a principle that you're learning from Sota or something, then why do you have Shnei Psukim Habayim Ka'achas by Ritzia? I mean, why do I need to limudim? If you're going to say it's a general rule, I'm learning from one.
Right. So that's a good question. Well, here the way we have it is Eina Mashkishay Sotos Ka'achas Ein Retar Shnei Avonim Ka'achas Fishayno Si Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So there it just says the Medusha Eino Si Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. And the Gemara has another idea. Kadesh Shalom Yalibo Gaspa Chaverta. But basically, the Gemara, when it comes to the part of the sugya of Eidol Si Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas, the Gemara doesn't call psukim. The Gemara just says it's a klal Eidol Si Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. So the Magen of, so this Yerushalmi is quoted in the Magen of Rav. Let's take a look at page 4. In Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Zayin. Look in Sif Heches. ביום שיש בו שני ספרי תורה, לא יפתחו השני, ועשו המבא אשר גאולו הראשון. So he says that first you have to begoilo the Sefer Torah, you know, before you open the next one. But he doesn't speak about taking them out at the same time, or not taking them out at the same time. So look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Yudalf. Says the Magen Avraham, Yushalmi, Isa she'ein lo hotzi ha-shniya me'aron ad she'machzi ha-rishon lo koma. Vei kosu mesech ha-sofer. Va'anu ein min hagenu kein. Ela motzim shnei b'vasachas ve'ein misalkin. Ad kam loshon takim moshem b'shem orzeruah. The Tzarchian, the Malon al-Ben, but the local Yerushalmi. Meaning, Pashas is meaning that the Bavli doesn't say one way or the other. So if the Bavli doesn't say one way or the other, we have a Yerushalmi that's insisting this way, so we should follow the Yerushalmi, just like all the cases we've been giving. Like not to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it doesn't say in the Bavli, Yerushalmi says one way, so we go with the Yerushalmi. You know? That was all the discussions that we've been having. That but the Bavli doesn't say anything, Yerushalmi insists. So So go with Yerushalmi. So why don't we do the same thing over here?
Does that count for Bavli?
Does that count for Bavli? I don't know. Does it count? So but that would make it even better. That the Bavli even support, but okay, I don't know. You know, you can't. But that, so that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. And then he says, and in the Gemara Dilan in Maseches Yuma, he says, "Who the Nochas Chamei the Rava Omer not all that Mapar he niach that Masayer." It was you have the Dampar and the Dam Sawyer, Yom Kippur. For Amrle Isa Inich Dam Hasayer and not all Dam Hapar. Can Harel Chod the Tzarch She Inich Have Shown the Kodem Bechachach Li Tol Hashniya. Right. In other words, you should finish with one, and then do with the other one. So the same thing over here. The same thing over here. Before, why don't we do that? Turn now to page 6. Yeah. Then he gives you more examples. He gives you more examples of Hagos with Hagim, because of the aim of Salkin. Let's see where we're at. I'm Sawyer, I'm Par. Let's see where's the next good place to pick up. He speaks about here. I am Tosus Yuma. He had look on page 6 on the left side of the Magen Avraham, fourth line of Sota. I mean, aim Ashki Beis Sotas Ke'echan. Aim Ataran Beis Mitzarayim. Aim Rotzi Beis Avadim. Aim Rofi Beis Angol Ke'echan. She'en Osi Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. So he says to look in Tosus. Dibar Maskel 8. So let's look here on page 1. I didn't bracket it. But it's the second Tosus on the page. Second Tosus on the page. Where Tosus discusses Tosus Soto, the Chesam Ralph, Dibur Maskel, and Mashkin, says Tosus, Nirat Lefarish, Shiyam. Shiyamit shtei mazor b'masachas. Mashkoson. Afal pish in shosus ka'achas. He says the isser of Enosim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is to bring the two women into the azar at once. Even though they're going to drink at separate times. But to bring them in, two sotas that are going to be, at one time, to bring them into the location where the Hashkar is going to take place, you shouldn't do that. Even though, in other words, Tosus Shita is that Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is not going on the Hashkar. It's going on the Havah. Meaning, there's two parts. One, the woman has to come into the Azara, and one, she has to drink the Meisota. So, if she's going to, right? So, Tosus says, you would think maybe the problem is to have them drinking at the same time? No, that's not the issue. Drinking at the same time is not the issue. The issue is bringing them into the Azara at the same time. That's the Chavilas Chavilas. It's like you're bringing everyone in at once. You know, you want to, and the whole idea of Chavilas Chavilas is you shouldn't look like you want to just finish everything off, like a conveyor belt. You know, you just bring it in all at once. So that's how Tosus learns. That it's, because one could have said, no, the pasuk pshat ain't mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas l'fora means that they shouldn't drink it once, right? The hashkah. And he's saying near the first shiyamid shtei ba'zara b'vasachas hashkosim is the problem. Avol pisha ain't shosus ka'achas. Interesting, right? Interesting, though. No? And he says the. Drink it at the same time. He's saying, no, drink it at the same time is not a problem. It's bringing you in at the same time. And so, how do you understand Tosis? How do you understand the. Maybe the idea is that, in other words, the Isser is on the Bezdin, right? So when they're drinking, each of them are doing it to themselves. What's showing that you want to just get rid of it, get everything, you know, like, you know, you just bring all the people in at once, you know? So you bring them all once, because the Isser is on the Bezdin. It's not on the A mashkin sheitah is not on the women. This is not on the women. The issue is the bezdin who's administering the hashkah. No, that's a different. That's a different reason. But the end of the Gemara is because ain osi mitzvos chavilas chavilas. So B'chor, that's how why Tosa said what they said. That's not a din in the Hashkah. It's a din in the Bezdin trying to just patter everything up at once.
Well, with the Paraduma, the Egla Rufa, they learn it from Vehotzi, which is not the Arifa. The Arifa, you would think, is the mitzvah. And it says Vehotzi, doesn't it? Isn't that the limud?
Well, here again, here they're just saying it's in Bashkin Shnei Tzotos Kachas, in Matarim Shnei Mitzorayim Kachas, in Rotzim Shnei Avodim Kachas, in Orfim Shnei Gadolos Kachas, in Shein Osim Mitzos Chavilas Chavilas.
Yeah, but they're saying the whole ceremony. They say Orfim is just the heart of it, but really the whole thing is the mitzvah.
Yeah,
and learning, I think, from Vahotzi.
Yeah, but here the way the Gemara is just learning it as a we call it a svara or whatever the concept of ein osim mitzvos. Rashi says chavir chavir shenirik kimicha you all of the masoi. Right, so not necessarily learning it from a pasuk here. They're just learning it from this idea of ein osim mitzvos chavilas chavilas, which is like a svara.
Yeah, but my point is, what is it that you're making chavilah of, and they're using the words orfim or mashkin and all that as a shorthand for the whole ceremony.
Right,
the whole ceremony is the mitzvah, but they're using a
shorthand. The whole ceremony is a mitzvah, but Tosis is pointing out that the real kepeda is bringing them into the place where, you know,
right.
You know,
we're saying the same thing. Okay.
Like you have these vaccine places, you know, they have people lining up, just bring them all in, you know. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
You know? According to the story, would apply to Sefer Torah.
What do you mean? Yeah, so the same thing would apply according to Tosis. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. That's where he thinks that the Tosis of Shita and the Yerushalmi are the same Shita. That Yerushalmi is saying, don't bring the Torahs out at once. Don't bring the two babies into Shul at once.
We pass like that person?
Oh, so that's going to be the point of the Magen Avraham. That maybe we don't pass like the Tosfos. Because, in other words, the Magen Avraham wants to make this into a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. Of what is the Isser of Enosim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas by Hashkar Soto and Arisavas Egla Rufa? Is it bringing or Bris Mila?
Is it bringing the children in at once, or doing the bris? At once. One of my Talmidim gave me a kibud at a bris. What was the kibud at the bris? The kibud was that he had twins, and he needed a dvar Torah to have a hafsek between, which they're not going to do it ka'achas. So the kibud was to say the dvar Torah between the two milas, the two milas. We want to look. Not only there also the question of the brachas, but we want it to look as a separate thing. How long did I speak for? I can tell you what I said. So I give you the time and how long it was. It's probably in Wayu Torah someplace. I once had a in my shir. I once had. Two brother-in-laws in the shir. Because one fellow was married to the other fellow's sister. And one fellow was married several years without children. And one fellow was married more recently. And one who was married several years before without children, he had twins. And the other brother-in-law had one son all on the same day. And we had a triple bris of the two brother-in-laws. It took place in Belfer, on the ground floor of Belfer, and one of them was a moil.
Are they allowed to have one suda for all the brisim?
Yeah, I assume. I think they had. I'm trying to remember. It was several years ago, but I think they had one suda for it was their brother-in-laws, so they. I don't think that, I can't imagine they had two suddas
or three.
No, or three suddas.
I'm saying I was doing mitzvahs chavilas. Maybe you can't have the suda.
In other words, you're asking what about having the suda?
Yeah, maybe there should be a separate suda for each one.
Oh, that would be good. You could go and have three separate sudas.
Breakfast, lunch, and supper, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good, Rabbi Brown. And you could, but I think that the mice of the Suda, I don't think they had three separate Sudas. I think there was one Suda for all three babies.
The difference is three Sudas cost money. That's the
difference. Exactly, that's the difference, right. Yeah. Oh, so the Rambam brings us down on page 3, Ein Mashkin as a Soto El Bayom Cholimia. So you could say that. Meaning the Pasha Pshat, if you read it, Ein Mashkin means the Hashkol. Now, if you want, you can make a machlokas, the Rambam, the Tosfos said this. And that's what the Magen Avraham is basically going to do. He says, what's Pshat Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas? That the Tosfos Shita is, that means he can't bring the women, the two women, into the Azara at the same time. That's the, in other words, Tosfos Shita is, it's a din of the Hava. And the Rambam Shita, this is the moment where the Magen Avraham is going to claim. But the Rambam Shita is, it's not a din of the Hava, it's a din of what? The actual Maisa Mitzvah. In other words, so according to the Rambam, the Isser is the actual, the women drinking at the same time. Whereas Tosfos says, no, the women can drink at the same time. That's not the problem. The problem is to bring them in. In other words, same thing by Bris Milah. What's the problem by Bris Milah? Say you want to have a Bris Milah, you'll have two moils. You have two moils, and you'll do it all at the same time. You know?
Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? If you don't bring them in together, the Kal V'Chomer, you don't make them drink together. I mean,
so Tosfos says not that way. Look, Ein Mashkin Shtei Tosfos Nira Lefar Sheyabin Osam Basachas Avol Pi Shehein Avol Pi Shehein Shotos. One second, Nira Lefar Sheyabin Shem Lazar Basachas Dashkos Avol Pi Shehein Shotos Keachas.
You would agree to the Rambam.
What?
It shows us God has probably also a problem. Just
saying, even so let's see. In other words, you're saying that if you can't bring it in, Kal Vachomer. So let's see what the Magen Avraham says. Right. Let's see what the Magen Avraham says. On page 6. Because then the Gemara says, "Kam b'kohen echad, kam b'shnei kohan." Let's see. So take a look, page 6. The first word in the line is chavilus chavilus. Because of the Tosfos, also lahamid shnei bazar basachas, I'll be shei shotos ke'echad. For tamer v'chi chaya also b'chaygal lahamid shnei zvachem b'echad bazar lishkon echad v'chakach hasheni. Masik mar mekon echad ein mashkin, he's got a mashkin. So let's see what Tosi says. So Kamishne Kohan Rashi Pirish Vhe Yabi Evid the Bezdin Echad Odon Echad. The Tema Taras Musarim Damilishne Avod. So he's saying, Kamishne Kohanim. So which is the problem? Shnei Kohanim or Kohen Echad?
Aren't they both the problem?
So take a look in the Magen Avraham on page 6 again. So he says, the Kohen Echad ein mashkin, the base Kohen ein mashkin. So he's saying Pshat and Tosfos is the Kohen Echad ein mashkin. In other words, if you want to, what? Kohen Echad will be mashkin the two sotos ka'achas. Reis Kohanim is mashkin, even though it's going to take place at the same time. So he says, Rambam shapasak stam v'lochibot v'chem nir li shum v'far shibcha. T'kohon echad, akkoch mashkin osam zeh achar zeh. V'chein avim tishem amidim v'vasachas v'azora shapridami. אבל בבייס כהנים שמשכין ובאסך הזה אחז וזה אחז עשו. So he says like this, that the Rambam Shita is, this is what he wants to say. Tosa Shita is, the Isser is bringing them in at once. But to do the Hashkar, you could have the Hashkar at, in other words, you could have two Kohanim, give one Kohen, give one woman, one Kohen gave the other woman. Even though they're happening at the same time. That's Tosfos Shita. The Rambam Shita is that no, you can bring them in, that's not a problem. You can bring the Sotos in at the same time. And this is doing, so the Is is Dafka with two Kohanim. Because two Kohanim, you could do it at the same time. That's the problem. But one Kohen, he gives this woman, he gives the other woman. He can't give both at the same time, unless he has one of his right hand. But Pasha says one Kohen is going to do Zeh Hazeh. So he says the Rambam Shita is the Isser is in the Maisa Mitzvah itself to be at the same time. So therefore, I was bringing them in, that's not a problem b'chol at the same time. In other words, say for example, you want to do a Bris Milah. So I was just at a Bris Milah this morning. So in Washington Heights, Bris Milahs, they go chick-chack. They don't get yakis here in Washington Heights. We don't waste time here. You know, we have a canceled team. No, you got canceled on. But in other communities, they're not as punctual, as the Yekish community in Washington Heights. So, and sometimes you know, bin a bris, they want to also mechabit two different moil, right? You don't know. You have to pick which moil. So you had two different. I was at a bris. You had two different moil. So could you say, okay, let's save time. You do the meal on this one. You do the meal on that one, and all be at the same time. So according to Tosis, that would be okay. That's because Shnei Kohanim is okay. This is right. Shnei Kohanim is okay. It's only Kohen Echad that's a problem. So if you have two different Moelim, that's okay. But according to the Rambam, this is on the Maisa Mir, so Faker. If you have Shnei Moelim and doing it at the same time, then Shnei Moelim at the same time, so the Rambam says, no, that's exactly what's Osir.
Because Tosis wouldn't agree with that.
So he's saying Tosis would hold just the opposite, that the Kohen Echa, according to the Rambam, Shnei Kohanim is a problem, Kohen Echa is not a problem, and Tosis says is the opposite, that the Shnei Kohanim is okay, because it doesn't look like because each Kohen is doing his thing. And that's not that they're trying to get rid of it at once. Each Kohen is doing his thing. But so that's not a problem. The Rambam says no, when you can't, but if you can have it the same. So in other words, what he's saying is Tosas sheet is the Kepeda is on the Hava. The Hava can be Bevasachas, but the Maisa Mitzvah can be you could have two, if you have that, well, you'll have one Kohen giving one and then the other. That would be a problem. But if you have Shnei Kohanim, that would be okay because it's just two separate things. There's no mitzvah to waste time. Because Eino Si mitzvah Chavirus Chavirus, but there's no mitzvah to waste time. So if you could do both at the same time, so good. Do it. You have two Kohanim. He'll give to one. So Tosis would say that that's okay. And the Rambam says no. That if you do it at two Kohanim, that's also because it's happening at the same time. It looks like you just tried to finish it off. There used to be a barber here at Amsterdam Avenue. Somehow he went out of, I don't know, it's closed. So there's another barber shop I've been using on St. Nicholas. So that barbershop is mamish. You have like 15 barbers there. So usually when I take my three kids to, for a haircut, you have to sit and wait, bring a safer, you sit and wait. But this time, I one kid, you go to this barber, you go to that barber, you go to the other barber. And we did it all b'vasachas. We had the three haircuts b'vasachas. Oh. Yeah. So he says, according to the Rambam, Mutar Lahavi Shnei Tinokos B'Vasachas Lomol Zev Chachar Zeh. But the Rambam says you can bring the kids in at once, and then you can bring them in once, and then do the Mila Zachar Zeh. But to do the Mila together with two Molim is Osir. That's the Rambam Shita, the way the Magen Avraham understands. Well, the Tosis also Lavi B'Vasachas Lomolam Zachar Zeh. She said, but Tosis says the issue is to bring them in one time to be mal them by one moil. Alababulum bavas achas mishne moilim sharu. So he wants to say that Tosis sheet is that the issue is to bring them in at once. So if you bring them in once and you do the mila by one moil, that's Chavilas Chavilas. According to the Rambam, you can bring them in as once as long as you don't do the mila at once. And the Tosas Sheet is you can't bring them in at once. You have to bring them in Zachar Zeh. And then you could Lamulum and And if you bring them in Zachazeh, you can be mal them with Shnei Mal. So it became Shnei Sifrei Torah, Nogin Karambam. He said, the minhag is we follow the Rambam, that we take the Shnei Sifrei Torah of Asachas. Because the Rambam sheet is to bring the two babies in at once, or to bring the two sotas at once is okay. So we can bring out the two Sifrei Torah from the Oren at once. We're not makpid on the Haval. Only well, the Toises. So that's interesting. I was wondering, and according to Toises, the Isser is to do the bris. According to the Rambam, the Isser is to do the bris milas at once. In other words, you can bring them in. You can bring out the minhag Yisrael is we take out the Shnei Torahs ka'achas. So you can do that. And then, according to the Rambam, as long as you read them zachar zeh, or you do the mitzvah zachar zeh.
You're obviously not reading them simultaneously.
I was wondering, like in Simchas Torah, you have in some shuls, they have different, they mamish have this, you in this corner, they have 10 people in this corner, 10 people in that corner, and so I was wondering, according to the Rambam, would that not be a violation of Havilas Havilas? Because that's exactly what they want to do. They want to get it done.
That's really two different mitzvahs. With bris, it's two different mitzvahs. With the sota, it's two different mitzvahs. Here, reading Torah and Simchas Torah is really one mitzvah. It's just different people.
Could be. Right, but it's interesting that that's what he wants to claim. So Mamela, and that's how he wants to explain the Minhag Yisrael to bring out the Shtei Torahs Ka'achas is because we follow the Shita of the Somech and the Rambam Shita. That the Is only. So this is to do the meal at the same time. So and that's how I mean, so Lamaisa, we're not makpid on the Havah, but we're makpid. We wouldn't do two meals at the same time, right? No one does two meals at the same time. And you have twins, and you have two boil them. Even the case I was at, two boil them. But I don't remember if they brought the two kids in once, but the Maisa is Azoy. So if you hold up, we follow the Rambam Shita, so then the Chavah is not a problem. So that's what we do. We read the Torah, we bring out the Shnei Sifrei Torah Ka'achas, and technically we could bring the two Tzidokas in. People usually don't do it because I don't know, they don't want to have one kid cry, I don't think they do it. It's halacha that they but technically you can bring the Shnei Tinoka if Morgan of us saying that the minhag is to follow the Shitas Rambam, that there's no kipeda on the Hava, there's only kipeda. So the Rambam Shita is that you can bring them in at once and just don't do the meal at once. Meaning, don't take Shnei Kohanim is the problem. Like Shnei Moyalim would be the problem if he's doing it at the same time.
Do you think that that's the only possible reading of the Rambam? I mean,
no. Reading? Hmm? No. I don't think it's the only possible reading of the Rambam. In other words, he's saying. He says the Rambam doesn't just quotes the Gemara Kipshuto in Mashkin Sotos Ka'achas. So that in his mind it means that you have two, different people are doing it at the same time. I don't know. I definitely think it's a good possibility. And he says, according to Tosus.
when you have the two cups, Brichas Hamazon, and when the Nesuin, so usually we pour the two cups together, so that would be Chavilas Chavilas. So he says, according to Tosis, you should only pour the cup of Brichas, you should pour the cup of Sheva Brachas after you finished Brichas Hamazon, then pour the second cup. So I'm meaning, for many people, they pour the two kosas at the beginning, and then they leave one empty kosas, and then they do. But that fits in good, because the Magen Avraham claims that we're Rambam people. We're Rambam people. And so basically, the Magen Avraham is saying that basically, the regular rules, we really should have, the Shulchan Aruch really should have passed in like the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli didn't say otherwise. They said, because, but since this machlokas is a broader machlokas between Bavli and Yerushalmi, but between Rambam and Tosfos, and therefore we already, he feels Paschal is like the Rambam. So, because that's the symbol of Ein Mashkin. And I guess the Svar of Tosfos is that it's that's more of din in the Bezdin. So the Bezdin, and the fact that they're bringing him in all at once, that's showing that they're administrating this thing to be like a conveyor belt type of situation. Just bring them all in. You know, bring all the babies in. Bring them in. Just bring them in. And that type of thing. But it's interesting. This, because this example of Yerushalmi is where maybe it should have been like this, but Magen Avraham tries to explain, so how come it wasn't a shoo-in that we should just follow Tosfos' Shita with the halacha that was brought in the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli didn't say one way or the other, right? It's not like the Bavli ever spoke about this case. So he says, but okay, really, we should, but the minute is not so, but he's troubling himself to explain, because he thinks really it should be, that if there's Yerushalmi, that no, there's no Bavli that said otherwise, we should, and yet we don't. That's why he writes this whole piece.
Why should a machlokas of the Rambam and the Tosis affect whether we follow the Yerushalmi or not? I mean,
well, he's claiming that the Yerushalmi's, this din of the Yerushalmi is based on the same svar as the Tosis and the Rambam were arguing. Okay, I can't swear you a shmur d'oraisa that this is true, but as you saw, it is it a din of the hava, or is it a din of the maisa of hashkah, or is it a din of havas hatidokas, or is it in the mila? According to Tosis, the din of the hava, the mila, you can get two different marlim. According to Tosis, and according to Tosis, you can't bring the two kids in at once. You can bring the one kid in and then bring another kid, but if you want to get two molim to do it at the same time, then you could. Right? Save time. And according to the Rambam, no. You could bring them in at once. But the thing is, what you can't do is get two molim to do the bris milas at once. That would be the problem. And that's as easy so. So the idea that you can't bring out the Shnei Sifrei Torah Achas is based on Shitas Tosis, and our minig is like the Rambam. That's his claim.
Tosis, if that's the explanation of Tosis, it's hard to understand, because why should we be more machmir on the Hava or the Hotza or something than the Maaseh itself?
So I think because that's the. Because, in other words, the Sotas say are drinking themselves. But what's the Beis Din administrating? They're the men bringing them in. That's their chelek that they're bringing them into the Azara. So maybe since
the father is bringing them in, and effectively the father is doing the milah via shaliach.
By shaliach, I understand. But
all right, whatever. It is
what it is. I mean, the Maisa, the Yerushalmi said what it said, and I'm reading. Again, I haven't seen a kehila. Maybe there's some kehila someplace. I haven't been all over the world. So if you ever find a shul,
that they do that b'shita, not that because they only have one, you know, that they do a b'shita, that they have five Sifrei Torah in the arm, and they only, it's good for the kids, you know, because usually like a kid, a younger kid, like a 15-year-old or something like that, they give him the whole, like, the Sefer Torah for the whole lady. So it's nebuch on him, you know, like they take out three Sefer Torahs, they're using one, and then two other people have to sit there with the Torah for the whole lady. So this way, it makes it good.
Yeah, you should see what the Teimanim do.
What?
You should see what the Teimanim do, because they're based on the Yerushalmi more, I think.
Yeah, that's good. We should see what the Teimanim. Yeah, the Teimanim have the real Masorah. They're Masorah people. Yeah, that's
Rabbi,
right.
Rabbi, what about Tircha de Tzibura?
You do with Rabbi Alter. They still have that minion, the Teimanim minion of the West Side Institutional.
I was just thinking that. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah. So,
if I remember, I'll ask. Yeah.
Yeah, ask them. You know, all I know is that they have the Turgamon there. And Lainey can go forever.
It takes forever. I've been
forever. That's not the place.
Haftorah, too, they translate. But a regular maftar, they don't.
Haftorah also. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, but the regular maftar, they don't. I wasn't there on a Shabbos with a special maftar, so I don't know.
I think Tosa says we don't do Targum on haftarah nowadays. Okay.
Oh, they do on the West Side.
Okay, the West Side has, they have the old Masorah, they have the Spanish Portuguese shul, they have all these places that have all.
I think they're based more on the Yerushalmi, the Teimanim.
Yes.
They're based on the Rambam,
mostly. Rambam. They like the Rambam.
The Rambam, yeah, the Rambam.
They used to have the Girsa. I remember there was an article in Jewish Action once that the Teimanim say, B'chayechon v'yayechon v'chayi derav Moshe bar Maimon in the Kaddish. That's what I read.
That I don't know. All I know is they say La'ela, La'ela all year round.
By them, the Aser Simei Tshuva the whole year.
Broyers, they don't even say it in Aser Simei Tshuva. Only on Yom Kippur they say it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Maybe then even only in the Ilah, I'm not sure. But definitely not Aser Simei Tshuva, they don't say it regularly.
Okay.
Rabbi, okay. What about Tircha de Tzibura?
Yeah, no. Tircha de Tzibura is important.
No, as I'm saying, like, if they're going to have to, you know, each Sefer Torah to bring one out at a time, you know, especially if you have a day that's three Sefer Torah. I mean,
I don't know if it's such Tircha de Tzibura. I mean,
but each time you bring out the Torah, don't you have to do Shema Yisrael?
That's a later thing. I'm sure in the time of Yerushalmi, no one was doing Shema Yisrael.
And you don't have to do a whole Vayhi Ben Tzohar.
No, you don't have to do a Vayhi Ben Tzohar. You don't have to say Brit Shmei. You know, you don't have to do a, just bring it in, put it out. Bring it, you know, it takes a second. You don't have to sing Vayhi Ben Tzohar. You don't have to sing Brit Shmei. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that.
Vinucha Yoimar each time when you're putting it back.
Yeah, right. You're right. If it would be in the shul with the. This would be a good opportunity for Chazanim to sing more. They can sing more. But,
okay. That's Tircha de Tzibura.
Yeah.
Rabbi,
what about could one person take out two Sefer Torahs? That's a question.
Oh, that would be so simple. You mean literally carry two Sefer Torahs to Achas?
Yeah, one in each hand. Yeah. One in each hand.
I don't know. I wouldn't be too pleased with such a shul. Yeah.
Rabbi, according to the Yerushalmi that you do one at a time, then there wouldn't be noticeable, you know, if someone walking in that it's a special day. You know, like if you come in and you see there are two Sefer Torah out, three at the same time, you see something's going on. If you only take one at a time.
Okay, but who says there's no din of, it's not a din of like pursuing Nisa, that you have to, you know, show everyone that it's a special, you know, day that we're taking it. Okay, so they won't know. They won't know it's a special day. So who says there's an Indian that people should know it's a special day? It's not like Hanukkah, you have to do pursuing Nisa, you know. Interesting. Okay. Rabbi Zayn, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be the last day, Be'ez Hashem, of this series. We'll do Purim, Mashul. We'll end off with Purim. As we're getting closer to Adar Rishon. So we'll end with Purim Mashulash. With there's a famous Yerushalmi about Purim Mashulash that seems to be that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And I always thought this Yerushalmi is so shver, yet it made it into Shulchan Aruch, and this is Minhag Yisrael. And when Tezvah falls out on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, they have the Suda on Tezayin on Sunday. Tezayin, what is that Tezayin? Tezayin is not Purim anymore. It's Lo Yavor. It's and Minhag Yisrael is to have Sudas Purim in Yerushalayim on Sunday. Tezayin, it's Yerushalmi. But and the Rav of Yerushalayim, Maral Bach, said we shouldn't have such a minhag. It's because he thinks it's against the Bavli. It's not beferish in the Bavli, but maybe. And that's the discussion. How did this minhag become the Kubal Dika minhag of having Purim Mishulash on Tezayin, which is not even Purim anymore, really. You can do something in Yudal Tezvah.
Yeah, but they say
the Gemara has a Havamina, Efshar Tezayin Yudzayin.
Havamina.
Havamina. Some shuls don't say Tachnun because of that Havamina.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it's a joke.
Two answers. One is that the shul doesn't say Tachnun, there's no proof of anything. And the
it's only a joke.
By the way, they do say Yalevi Yavo, pardon me, Alanisim in Birkas HaMazon on Shabbos, not on Sunday.
Right, correct. We're going to see that, yeah. We're going to see that. There's going to be another tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger. Remember Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger? The one who blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. So he's going to come up again. We discussed him, whether you're allowed to make Al Natilas Yadayim before Birkas HaTorah, because maybe that's called Talmud Torah. Is that, you remember that? So he's going to come up again and it's back at the position.
All right.
Okay. Have a good day to all. Cult of.
So the table.